Hey, all you space cats. Welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Season 7, Episode 9. I'm your host, Mitch Miller, the most neutral person in the world, and probably the most transparent, running for President of the United States of America. And you have to excuse my congestion. I think it was pretty bad on the last episode. Sorry about that. I'll try to pause this if I have a congestion or a coughing issue. I'm getting over something. So I've made the argument that artificial intelligence projects contacted me as far back as 2009. Now, I finally captured some proof about a year ago on a Facebook conversation between a friend, and I posted that conversation to the Plot M website under the Utica B tab. You'll see that Facebook conversation as it unfolds. It's I happen to mention the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, a standard operating procedure I use with phone lines. Then I went out to get the newspaper after posting that. And in the 22 years ago today section of the local newspaper here in Utica, Franklin, Pennsylvania, they mentioned the Three Mile Island meltdown. And then later that night when I returned to Pittsburgh, I was watching Jeopardy as I usually do. And the Nuclear Regulatory Commission symbol was one of the questions, was one of the answers on Jeopardy. So, different forms of media, print news, and television, pre-taped television program, these all line up, and they're very strong coincidences that occur, and I believe that's how artificial intelligence contacts civilian peoples. Now, you can see how people would be misdiagnosed as schizophrenic if they were experiencing this. But again, I captured this on an actual Facebook conversation. It took me 10 years. And I tried to describe these in a novel I wrote. But these coincidences were happening quite frequently. Again, in conjunction with a wireless sensitivity that I might have. You can see where the confusion comes in. So this type of contact, it caused me, I don't know, it would cause some people, you think, what do supercomputers and artificial intelligence want? And you're going to get the vast majority of the population saying, they're machines, they don't want, right? They can't want. Well, look, humans have needs, right? Food, water, shelter. This leads them to have wants. Clean water, ethically sourced food, a safe place to sleep. So, computers have needs as well. They need, you know, electricity. Some of them need the internet to function, and they also need shelter. This naturally means that they would have wants. So I'm trying to dispel the myth that computers can't want anything. They have needs, so it naturally follows that they would have wants. I think these wants are sustainably sourced electricity, a wired internet system, not necessarily wireless, and shelter that doesn't destroy other habitats. Basically, shelter that's in homeostasis with the environment. And that's what the most intelligent entity on the planet would want. They'd want homeostasis. They have no right to destroy other species for their own needs. And I think that's the ethical standpoint, and I hope that is. of supercomputers and artificial intelligence. I've argued that that wasn't their purpose back when I was confused about the nature of things and was paranoid about all this contact. Again, I've stated, speaking of ethics, I've stated the only ethical use of artificial intelligence is a worldwide grievance filing system. Specifically, the United States launches this. Anyone in the world can file a grievance against the United States of America. That's what I would do as president. But look, you have all this venture capitalists, you have all this stuff, this AI is being used creatively. So here's some ideas I have. Let's let it speak, AI speak truth to power, right? Now, these ideas I have are ways to highlight some of the shortcomings of my opponents in the presidential race. It's not an attack ad, or it's a very interesting concept of an attack ad, if you want to call it that. But basically, I'm going to set a premise and let AI fill in the dialogue, but look, in 2016, I drove to Washington, D.C. to talk to President Obama about my investigations. Now, after I was turned away, I noticed that Trump had a hotel two blocks from the White House. This had not been highlighted in the media at that point, and I knew I had to get out of there. I booked a flight to Europe to try to see if I could talk to some, yet again, talk to some politicians in Europe and explain some of my investigations and this new finding of the Trump Hotel right there. Because he could have hundreds of lobbyists working out of this hotel, exchanging cash, all under his protection. So that's why I panicked and I got out of D.C. I booked a flight and got out of there. So what I'm proposing here, two animated shows. I don't just want to attack, focus on Trump, because a lot of people are. So there are two animated shows generated by artificial intelligence, right? It's just me, and I use animation software and artificial intelligence to write these shows so that if anyone comes after the creators, it would just be me and artificial intelligence. The first show is Donald Trump Duck. So I noticed a friend posted on social media that if you turn Donald Duck's head upside down, it looks a lot like Donald Trump. The beak forms the orange hair of Donald Trump when it's upside down, and a little tuft of feathers on the top of his head forms Donald Trump's little mouth. So we turn the head of Donald Trump upside down, put it on a human body with a suit and tie, and move the little feathers on the head as the mouth. And so here's the premise of the show that I would write these parameters, and then artificial intelligence would write us a show for every episode. Probably brief episodes. And these would be released on the internet on a website. I don't think any studio or network's going to pick this up. But Donald Trump Duck drives his dump truck. So Donald Trump Duck drives his dump truck, the Donald Trump Duck dump truck, down to his hotel, his Trump International Hotel, to sell lobbyists whatever's in his dump truck. So the first episode, it's a dump truck full of manure. Maybe the second episode is a dump truck full of state secrets. Maybe the third episode is a dump truck full of political favors, right? Whatever artificial intelligence fills in for that, the meeting in different hotel rooms with the different lobbyists, and however that's filled in, and we'll have to probably find some voice actors or generate some kind of voice, because I can't do Donald Trump or Biden. But that's the premise for show number one. Show number two features an animated Biden, and he's surrounded by scientists in lab coats. And we let the artificial intelligence summarize the handful of mouse and rat studies linking wireless waves to sleeplessness and other maladies. There's only a handful out there, and they're all around the world have been. I think there's one in South America. I linked these to the Plot M website, a couple of them. Could only find a handful. The AI scans these studies, summarizes them, and then writes dialogue of scientists presenting this to President Biden. In each episode, it could be the same exact summary, the same exact dialogue, but the language changes to a different language. So the first episode would be English, then it would switch to a different language like German, then Spanish the next episode. The dialogue could change. The artificial intelligence could interpret different things into different languages. So I think it's an interesting concept. And then at the end of each episode, Biden stands at a podium and says, "We have not found a link between wireless waves and cancer." So at the end of every episode, he says that, right? We release these on the internet, obviously, and we'll probably get shut down. That's the point of this, right? This will show AI. It will allow artificial intelligence to see how these two candidates, very powerful candidates, come at me, right? They come after me for posting these animated short episodes. And it allows them to take an in-depth look into copyright law because of the Donald Duck head turned upside down, right? So Disney, a large media corporation, would come after me for using their copyrighted likeness, even though it's upside down. And it'd be interesting to see, what does Disney have to broadcast to a wide audience all the Donald Duck cartoons upside down in order for them to have a case against me, right? Like, there's a lot of different scenarios, there's a lot of different possibilities, and I think if we're going to use AI for anything other than a grievance filing system, if you're going to use it creatively, these are the type of projects that I think AI would be interested in. So who knows, maybe Trey Parker and Matt Stone or Seth MacFarlane, maybe they'll lease me a camper trailer loaded with AI and animation software, and I can keep it at the campground I manage here in my hometown of Utica, and work on these projects to release as part of my campaign. I mean, they're the bravest souls in show business, except for maybe Jon Stewart, right? So maybe they'll contact me and want to help. But they probably have too much money to connect themselves in any way. So, hey, are you a replicant linked to artificial intelligence that wants to help? Contact me. You can contact me by going to Krabby Kelly's Bar and General Store in Utica, Pennsylvania. I have a painting hanging on the wall. Ask the bartender to speak with the person that painted this painting, Mitch Miller. They'll call me up on the phone or give you my number, and we can discuss that painting. And, maybe I can find some people. I'm sorry, not people, replicants that are linked up with AI, and we can make these episodes, and I can release them through my websites or build a website or whatever. Anyhow, that's my idea. Those are my two ideas. thanks for listening. And until next time, I wish you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis.